How did our markets close out the week last week? Find out on this WNAX Farm News Update. I'm Danielle Drotzman. Reacting to various sets of news last week, our livestock markets had quite the volatility. But all in all, cash remains steady.
Yeah, higher cash markets all across all the cattle. The south traded anywhere from 220 all the way up to 223. North anywhere from 232 to 236.
That's Zach Tindall with Producers Livestock Marketing, and he says,
which would be sharply higher from the week prior, and had some of the majors out doing most of the work and pushing the market early up in their own bids. So I don't think there's any surprise that short numbers of market-ready cattle out in the country, and packers are having to compete, go after them cattle and try and get them if they need the inventory.
And like I mentioned last week, our cattle markets were reacting to some, say, fake news.
Yeah, early in the week we had that news story, or fake news story, I guess you could say, of screwworm in the U.S., in Missouri in particular, and futures definitely broke hard on that and then came right back when that wasn't validated. We did finish lower that day. The next day we were lower, and I think there's just a little bit of psychological effect, especially on the fund position there. And in the feeder cattle in particular, you know, as of last Tuesday, the funds were within a couple hundred contracts being record long that feeder cattle complex. And you definitely see in a quick hurry how fast that can trade and move around. I think there were maybe some funds or some positions that were squaring some things away after something like that, just trying to reduce some risk and maybe lighten the load a little bit.
And a full recap look at some stats from last week's cattle trade.
Boxes are higher this week, 420 higher on the choice. Overall, select was up 583 on the week. So obviously the packers are getting a little more for the product, and we had a slow chain on the kill side this week at 477. I think we're expecting somewhere between 500 and 510,000. So boxes should be fairly supported on the lighter kill. I think demand is fine. And then our weights are working a little bit lower on us. Steers were down 7 pounds this week. Heifers were actually up 2 pounds. But with the lighter kills production for the second quarter, we're down roughly 4% year to date.
And due to the Memorial Day weekend last week, we had weekly exports out on Friday. For beef, we had about 14,000 metric tons, which was up 20% from the previous week. And for pork, we had net sales of about 30,000 metric tons, which were down 19% from the previous week. And as we look at our hog market, we are seeing $100 plus contracts across all of our summer months. And that's not just a last week thing. That's also continuing into this week.
The next big move in the cutout was going to dictate where the hog futures went, and we've worked that higher here. 104.62 is the cutout yesterday, sharply higher this morning on the report. We'll see how we settle out for the day, but definitely drug the hog futures along with. Now we got the cutout to go and the futures went. Now we need the cutout to go some more to sustain July and August up here at 105. So, you know, funds are long that complex as well. We got June contract that goes off here in 2 weeks and looking at like a $7.20 gap between the index and the June board. So we'll have to see some convergence there with the higher cutout that should drag the index up and the cash up a little bit.
We finished the day a little lower across corn and beans last Friday, and that was mainly due just because there's a decent outlook in the weather forecast.
Yeah, just tough to work higher with, you know, the weather forecast that we're getting here. June's looking to be a little wetter and not quite as warm as what they were thinking, and no imminent threat to the U.S. production, I guess, is the best way to put it. But pretty tough to shed off what the oil market did here. Bean oil market sharply lowered course with Trump administration saying they're considering approving all these small refinery waivers that have kind of been sitting there for a year, push that lower, and beans down 10 cents and then you get, you know, corn kind of following suit and wheat's just treading water.
And again, for our weekly exports last Friday, we had net sales of 916,000 metric tons for corn. Beans was at 146,000 metric tons, and wheat was at net sales of 711,000 metric tons. With your WNAX Farm News Update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.